This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel. In Georgia, the expense of a college scholarship program is outpacing its source of revenue, the state lottery. The Hope Scholarship has sent more than 700,000 students to college since it was started 10 years ago. But as Georgia Public Radio's Emily Kopp reports, lottery ticket sales haven't kept up with record college enrollments and higher tuitions.
Of the nearly 5,000 freshmen at the University of Georgia this semester, 8 out of 10 are Hope Scholars. They may be nervous about classes or roommates, but one thing they are not worried about is paying tuition. Freshman Jessica Baker of Atlanta says Hope has taken care of that.
It's helping me out very much right now, considering the fact that my dad doesn't have a steady job right now, so we need as much money as possible, and Hope is allowing me to come here.
The Hope Scholarship pays tuition, mandatory fees, and a book allowance for all Georgia residents who maintain a B average in high school and college. At the University of Georgia, that adds up to more than $4,300 a year. For freshman Ashley Dufick, the scholarship makes all the difference.
If I didn't have Hope, I'd probably have to live at home and go to a community college or, you know, something like that. But because of Hope, I can come to a good school like UGA.
But other students, like sophomore Katie Campbell of Marietta, say they don't need the money.
As a matter of fact, my parents helped me get a car, and it was because I did apply for scholarships as well as Hope, but they aren't as concerned about tuition anymore.
Because Hope is available to all B students, the program's budget has soared to $400 million this year. But Hope's future may be in danger. While lottery ticket sales are steady, they're not keeping up with Hope's growth. State budget expert Terry Gandy says it's time for Georgia to rethink its spending priorities.
In the past, we had so much money that we could say everybody that's eligible for Hope and everybody eligible for pre-K, we'd fund you fully, and then anything left over we'd put on capital and technology. And now that's gone.
Gandy says in just 3 years, lottery ticket sales won't make enough money to support Hope and pre-kindergarten programs. Creating Hope is one of the most popular things Georgia lawmakers have ever done. Now they've set up a commission to study ways to preserve it. Commission Chair and State Senator Bill Hamrick says the prospect of reducing the number of Hope recipients is a political nightmare.
Because it's been in effect for 10 years, you know, people have probably gotten used to it to the point that they just understand that if their, you know, son or daughter has a B, that they will go to college for free.
A recent state poll did find public support for limiting the scholarships to students who need the money. But to keep talented students in state, commission members insist that Hope will remain solely based on merit. They would rather revise the scholarship's academic requirements by standardizing grades at all high schools. Some would go even further and impose a qualifying SAT score. But that idea may never get past state lawmakers. Some fear it would discriminate against minorities. Atlanta Democrat Bob Holmes chairs the Georgia House Education Committee.
If you look at the average SAT scores in different high schools, it will basically be a white middle-class scholarship. You will exclude so many minorities from it, and I would certainly be opposed to doing that as one way of reducing the number of people who are eligible.
Meanwhile, in this tight budget year, the state has cut funds for higher education. This is forcing administrators to increase tuition at Georgia colleges and universities and putting even more financial strain on Hope. For NPR News, I'm Emily Kopp in Atlanta.